Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. On January 11th, we have the first new moon of the new year. So happy new year and happy new moon. So before we get into the forecast for each individual life path for this this new moon, just be aware that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. This is also a great time, if you haven't done so yet, to get your year ahead forecast and your diamond for your current age. So if you haven't done that, you can do that on my website as well. Again, I look forward to working with you. All right, so let's take a look to see what this new moon of this new year has in store for us. All right, life path number 8. Whoa, baby. You guys are working with some big, powerful energy around this new moon. So, of course, we've got the new moon, which is new starts, new initiations, setting the seeds for something, setting intentions. But really, what I'm getting for you all, this is action-oriented. This is like, let's go. The reason why I say that is because you all are going to be working with the energy of the one, as well as horse energy. So when horse energy comes through, this is like chariot energy. This is like all systems go, like raw power, waiting on you to put the pedal to the metal. Like, you've got the green light, so what are you waiting on type of energy? And that is exactly like one energy. One energy is like, let's go, let's do it. Sometimes the one can be more impulsive, and it can be like, it's that very charged, action-oriented kind of impulsive energy. It's that raw energy that wants to go. It sees it, it wants it, it's going to go after it, and it goes. So there's definitely something here about like, you've been sort of standing at the start line waiting for like the, you know, the signal to be, you know, shot or whatever they do, shoot the shot to go off to like say, let's go. You've been waiting there almost like it's like you've been having the red light, and now the green light is here and it's saying, let's go. And so this new moon is saying, let's do it. Let's take action. So if there is something that you have been wanting to take a risk on, and this is big, big take risk kind of energy, right? Because you've got, you're an 8, you're in an 8 universal cycle, 2024. You're working with one energy, which is all about taking a risk. So is 8 energy, all about taking a risk. You've got horse energy, which is like, let's go, let's make this happen, let's do this. And so there's something definitely coming in here. If there's something you've been wanting to take a risk on, this is not the time to necessarily overthink it. Have a strategy, you know, have a plan. That's great. And I would highly suggest that. But don't overthink it or overanalyze it to the point of like where you become like processed cheese, where you're just like so overprocessed, where you're like, now you're holding yourself back from doing whatever this is, from saying yes to whatever this is. This is such green light energy for whatever it is that you're trying to do, for whatever it is you're trying to initiate. And what I love about this is the energy that's you're starting with in January, right? With this new moon. So it's kind of setting the stage. And so it's really pushing you to, whether you have the full confidence or not, to take charge, to say yes, to go for it. I would caution against impulsivity though, right? Especially when it comes to finances, contracts, like signing your name to something and committing to something long term. I would say if the stakes are high, use caction. Well, I wouldn't even say use caution. I would say have a strategy, right? Maybe take the risk, but have a strategy in place. If the stakes are lower, right, there's not a whole lot of damage that you could do by being like overly impulsive at this time. If the stakes are lower and you feel called to like go all in, do it, go for it. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, right? Like, I'm not going to advise you on that, but you've got to follow your own intuition, but the energy is ripe for it. And you're going to probably feel that push to take, to go, to do whatever this is, to take action. So, you know, I would say go with that, but just be careful about, if the stakes are high. And really what I'm thinking of, again, is like signing contracts where you're committing yourself to something, like purchasing something that's going to put you in a financial pinch. those kind of risks, you know, if they feel right for you, do what you feel called to do. But I would also say with those higher risk type of, or those higher stakes kind of risks, just have an action plan, have a backup plan in place, right? Like a contingency plan where if something goes awry, you are not completely derailed, because you don't want to start your year off that way. But this is big energy for going after it, making it happen, following those big dreams, all of the things, and trying something new. This also a big energy here about like a new direction, like a new shift, and like being really energized or excited about that. So this could be like a new job or a promotion or seeing a huge influx in finances or something along those lines. But it might require you to... Well, it's definitely going to require you to put the effort in to show up, right? You're the one that, again, you're sitting at the stop sign or the stoplight. It's green. It's just waiting on you to, you know, push the gas type thing. So, but it could be some kind of new direction, new shift in something that's requiring you to say yes to it. And that's where you're idling. And this energy could push you to go for it. So I really love this. I do love this for you all. The only thing I would caution again, and I'm just going to repeat it because I think it's important, just because 8 energy is such a risk-taking energy, you're meant to take risks in this lifetime. And so is the 1. But I would also, like I said, just be really aware of what the stakes are, okay? If stakes are high, just make sure you have a strategy in place. If the stakes are low, then go for it. Just make it happen. Go for it. So big, big, big energy, y'all. And, you know, if this message is for you, you're going to feel this. You're going to feel this energy. So, and definitely what I would say is stay true to your vision. Stay true to your, you know, again, this is like your egg, whatever this is. So if you have to keep it close to your heart for a little while before you sort of share it with the world, that's okay too. But whatever this is, it's asking for your effort. You need to push the gas, right, at this point. So big energy. This is a big say yes kind of energy. So yeah, I hope it's a wonderful new moon. This is a powerful start to the new year. So I hope it brings you much success and joy and inspiration. So happy new year, y'all, and I will see you again soon. Bye for now.